Wives searching for husbands, parents trying to locate their children. Many survivors of Hurricane Katrina are desperate to locate loved ones they lost track of during the evacuations. One problem, the lack of a single database to keep track of the hundreds of thousands of people who fled Katrina and the floods that followed. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco has been talking with evacuees at the Houston Astrodome.
Some hurricane and flood survivors say it's hard to move on with their lives while they don't know what happened to their relatives.
I don't know where my wife and kids are. It's been 6 days. I'm past desperate.
Ray Walker, who's 26 years old, has been searching for his wife, Unique, and their children ever since he put them on the first rescue boat that came to their home in New Orleans. He hasn't heard from them since, though he's personally looked through all four shelters at the Astrodome complex.
Walk from building to building. Put her in all databases that I'm looking for. So I got a lot of places still don't have databases that I can't check, but I know they made it out. If they don't register, I can't find them. I'm looking for her daddy and hope that she gonna look for her daddy. I found him, so I know she could find him.
Using one of the computers set up at the Astrodome complex, Walker located his wife's father at a shelter in Fort Worth, Texas. Now a volunteer helps Walker send an SOS message over the internet.
Larry, please contact Ray Walker at his email address.
After typing in the message, volunteer Ann Ritchie shakes Walker's hand for luck.
We're going to find him. You'd know if something were wrong, you'd feel it, right?
I know they made it because I let them go first.
They're in Texas somewhere.
There are now about a dozen internet sites devoted to helping Katrina survivors search for missing relatives, but they don't list everyone or reach everyone, especially those staying in church shelters, hotels, private homes, or with relatives. Houston volunteer Ann Ritchie says it's been difficult for people to find each other, even in the same city.
The various shelters, they don't have any way to communicate with each other. Have you noticed that? So, like, we're here. We can communicate with the Astrodome and the Reliant Arena, and we can get some information from the George Brown. But let's say we know somebody's in San Antonio. We don't even have contact numbers.
This has been such an issue that some evacuees at the Astrodome have formed a leadership group to fight for more solutions. Activist Broderick Baggert says they're asking the Red Cross and other organizations to come up with a coordinated database of Hurricane Katrina survivors.
Incredibly, in this day and age, there's been no central database established, not even for the Astrodome, never mind nationally, okay? Right now, the best option are kind of ad hoc blogs. There's a dozen of them or so, and they can be useful, but the quality is totally scattered. I mean, it's not at all the central database that's needed.
Messages over the public address systems in the shelters are often unintelligible, and people are not always around to hear them. But reunions are signaled with a ringing bell and screams of joy that resound up all 9 floors of the sports arena. Still, many folks continue to simply walk around with photographs and hand-painted signs, and some resort to asking news reporters to give on-air shout-outs to their relatives.
My name is Jamal Plummer. I want to give a shout-out to my family member because I miss my mama, my sister, my nieces, my nephews, my aunties, my uncles. I'm actually by myself.
Here inside the Astrodome, in one corner where it used to be a foul ball net, people have posted up signs looking for loved ones. For example, looking for Charlie Rich, Angela Davis, Shomani Davis, Demetrius McDowell, looking for Barbara Mason, Rambo Glenn, Dixon Boy. On the message board, there's also a sign that says, if you lose hope, you've lost everything. Mondalit Del Barco, NPR News, Houston, Texas.